Duke Energy last week began generating electricity in eastern North Carolina with natural gas from a new source, hog waste. It's helping Duke meet a state mandate, and farmers benefit too. WFAE's David Borax explains.
The hogs starring in this new role are at five farms in Duplin County, east of Fayetteville. Waste is flushed into an underground tank called a digester, which captures methane gas. Pipes carry that to a bio-waste converter, where it's processed into pipeline-quality gas. From there, it's fed through a Piedmont natural gas pipeline to a Richmond County power plant to be burned for electricity, says Duke's Randy Wheelis.
This is the first of its kind in North Carolina, where we're taking the renewable natural gas and shipping it to a large existing power plant that can be put in their energy mix.
The converter is run by a company called Optima KV under a 15-year contract that Duke announced in 2016. Duke has at least one other similar project in the works. Farmers get paid for the hog waste. It's also more environmentally friendly than the current situation. Open lagoons that let methane escape into the air, says Wheelis.
Farmers want to minimize their impact on the environment, and that's a big issue in eastern North Carolina.
Duke is working on hog waste projects like this to comply with a state law that requires the company to generate 0.2% of its electricity with hog waste by 2021. This plant is a baby step, eventually generating 11,000 megawatt hours of electricity, enough to power 1,000 homes. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.